This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Britain is set to remove Portugal from its quarantine-free travel list, and no new countries will be added, the BBC reported, essentially shutting down the UK's leisure travel market once again in a hammer blow for airlines. Britain permitted travel May 17th after over 4 months of lockdown, but the limited reopening will be even more restrictive if Portugal, the only big beach destination which had been open, is also taken off the travel list. U.S. President Joe Biden unveiled his plan Thursday for the first of 80 million coronavirus vaccine doses being distributed globally, with 75% of shots dispersed via the COVAX program. In a fact sheet, the White House said for the doses shared through COVAX, Washington would prioritize countries in Latin America and the Caribbean, South and Southeast Asia, and Africa. In a statement, President Biden said, quote, "We are sharing these doses not to secure favors or extract concessions. We are sharing these vaccines to save lives and to lead the world in bringing an end to the pandemic with the power of our example and with our values," end quote. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu fought back Thursday against an agreement by his political opponents for a government of left-wing, centrist, and right-wing parties aimed at unseating him. Facing the prospect of an end to his 12-year run as premier, Netanyahu said on Twitter, quote, "All legislators elected by votes from the right must oppose this dangerous left-wing government," end quote. And he targeted historic Arab participation in the coalition. The right-wing leader mounted the social media attack the day after centrist politician Yair Lapid's announcement that he had succeeded in forming a coalition government. This is VOA News. Belarus announced Thursday the United States would have to cut its diplomatic and administrative staff in the ex-Soviet country as part of retaliatory sanctions following punitive measures from Washington. The Belarusian Foreign Ministry also said permission for the U.S. Agency for International Development to work in the country had been revoked. In a statement, the Belarusian Foreign Ministry spokesperson said the U.S. would have to cut its diplomatic and administrative staff in Belarus, and visa procedures would also be tightened. He did not provide specifics. In April, the United States said it was reimposing sanctions on 9 state-owned companies in Belarus after strongman Alexander Lukashenko ignored warnings to release political prisoners following a crackdown on the opposition after a disputed election last year. The sanctions came into effect earlier Thursday. A massive fire at an oil refinery near Iran's capital burned into a second day Thursday as firefighters struggled to extinguish the flames. The fire began at a state-owned petrochemical company south of Tehran Wednesday, sending a huge plume of black smoke into the sky over the capital. Iran's oil minister visited the scene overnight. Rough seas and poor visibility forced Sri Lanka Navy divers to abandon an inspection Thursday of a sinking ship threatening a disastrous oil spill off Colombo's main harbor, officials said. A team of frogmen reached the stricken MV Express Pearl and made a cursory inspection, but could not carry out their mission to examine the hull, Navy officials said. Dutch salvage company SMIT, which directed the Navy team, said the underwater inspection had to be called off due to weather issues. The vessel, which burned for 13 days until Tuesday, has already caused the island's worst maritime environmental disaster, littering beaches with tons of tiny plastic pellets. A tropical storm has left at least 3 people dead and displaced thousands of villagers in the southern and central Philippines, where it triggered floods and landslides. Forecasters say the storm was blowing off Victoria Town south of Manila with gusts of up to 56 miles per hour. The Tokyo Olympics are 100% certain to go ahead, the chief organizer said Thursday, but warned a major coronavirus outbreak mid-games could slam the door shut on fans. Tokyo 2020 President Seiko Hashimoto made the comments exactly 50 days before the pandemic postponed Olympics, which remain plagued by public opposition. Hashimoto said, quote, "The biggest challenge will be how we can control and manage the flow of people," end quote. From Washington, via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.